Ipsos poll, GOP voters say migration most important problem in U.S. by John Binder on April 17, 2019. Immigration is the most important problem in the United States among Republican voters heading into the 2020 presidential election, a new poll finds. According to the Reuters/Ipsos poll, when asked to rank the main issues facing the U.S., nearly 40% of Republican voters say immigration is the biggest problem, far outpacing every other issue. Running second to immigration as the biggest problem in the U.S. is healthcare, with 13% of GOP voters ranking it as the main issue facing the nation. Among all voters, including Republicans, Democrats, and swing voters, healthcare tops the issue board as the biggest problem, while immigration ranks second. About 20% of swing voters say healthcare is the main problem facing the nation, while 13% said immigration was the main problem. Increasingly, since 2017, American adults have said immigration is the biggest problem in the U.S., the Reuters/Ipsos poll has found. Most recent Pew Research Center polling reveals that deporting illegal aliens from the U.S. is the top priority among Republican voters, outpacing issues like avoiding tax increases and reducing the national debt. About 65% of GOP voters told Pew Research Center that the highest priority of the Republican Party should be ending illegal immigration and reducing the illegal alien population currently living in the U.S. Mass illegal and unchecked immigration to the country has stagnated U.S. wages for decades while redistributing the wealth of America's working and middle class to higher income earners. While legal immigration levels have remained in place, with about 1.2 million legal immigrants being admitted to the U.S. on average every year, illegal immigration levels have soared in recent months to unprecedented levels that have not been seen since the Bush administration. At current rates, illegal immigration is projected to reach about 1.28 million southern border apprehensions this calendar year, more than every fiscal year of Obama and Bush. Similarly, at current levels, nearly 1 million migrant children could enter the country before the 2020 election, with potentially 80% enrolling in public schools around the U.S. by next year's school year. Skyrocketing illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border has not only strained public resources but could choke 4% wage hikes that President Trump has delivered to America's blue-collar and working class. Every year, the U.S. admits more than 1.5 million illegal and legal immigrants, with more than 70% arriving through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. By 2023, the Center for Immigration Studies estimates that the legal and illegal immigrant population of the U.S. will make up nearly 15% of the entire U.S. population. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.